What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're going to take a listen to some of what is on the Sargent report. Again, there's things that they're not telling you, and there may be as many as three people involved in this assassination, and that's what it was, because someone died. A patriot, a Christian patriot died. But anyhow, go ahead and take it away.
Another American president in what is now clearly some sort of orchestrated event in which a stand down occurred or was ordered, allowing for shots to be taken at Donald J. Trump. Immediately, alternative theories emerged, including theories which claim the Trump team hoaxed or staged the shooting, rather than what is far more likely in my view, which is the Biden administration, DHS, Mayorkas, Secret Service Director Cheadle, and local law enforcement are to blame for the stand down. Questions only continue to mount. Why was the perimeter unsecured? How did the shooter go along without incident? Why wasn't the shooter engaged by a sniper team before firing a single shot? And what about the water tower? Was there a second shooter? A third shooter? I'll show you some videos that might make you scratch your head in just 1 minute. My detractors do have one thing right, though. This was staged, in that it was allowed to happen. I'm so glad to welcome back to the show Harley Schlanger, somebody with a cooler head. I always like to say cooler heads shall prevail. Harley, welcome back.
Well, I don't know how much cooler I am, Sean. I'm quite worked up over the coverage that we're seeing. You know, the fact initially the mainstream media didn't even say it was an assassination attempt. They said there were some bangs heard in the crowd. So, you know, clearly they're trying to downplay what happened for obvious reasons. But there's a big picture here that we're not getting in the United States.
Right out of the gate, you're 100% right. My analysis of this event has been that the mainstream horror media would have broken into every newscast. Times Square would have been littered with the pictures, with the video of the crimson mist, the head of the president being blown off, had this assassination attempt been successful. But it wasn't. So what happened? CNN downplayed it immediately. Popping noises were heard. The president fell down. They didn't want to say assassination attempt. They were ready to say he was assassinated and go live, but it didn't happen. I think the behavior of the mainstream media alone in this event and since is a big tell, Harley.
Well, it usually is, because at least at the top, the media is in on it. Now, I'll give you my sense of what happened, which is that the Secret Service should be fully investigated. The relationship between the Secret Service and local police should be investigated. Clearly, there were failures that start at the top of the Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security. And this has to do with opposition to Trump, the fear of what would happen if Trump gets in. Now, I'm not saying that some Secret Service director is afraid of Trump coming in. The people who make the decisions at the top don't want Trump in for a very specific reason, which I can go through in a couple of minutes. But the fact that there was sloppiness all around, when everyone's been talking about the violence and the language, and you know, a few days before the shooting, Biden himself said, we have to put Trump in a bullseye. So when you have this kind of language and this kind of history, the fact that you're not super careful, super prepared, and that you leave an open venue with an open shot from, I guess it's what, 140 yards or 160 yards, something like that. That tells you right there there's something wrong. And that something wrong starts with the what is only, the only thing to call it is the permanent bureaucracy or the deep state, because that's what's threatened most by a victory in November of Donald Trump.
Let me just show you a couple of things, Harley and the audience. This is starting to look more and more like a Dealey Plaza turkey shoot. It's looking like there were more than one shooter. I can play just a couple pieces of testimony from witnesses that were there saying there was shooting coming from the water tower. We also have the question of who the patsy was. Who was one of the shooters? Was it Crooks, Matthew Crooks, or was it Maxwell Yurick? Lots of conversations happening online about that. In the case of Crooks, his social media has been completely scrubbed, not a word about him from the mainstream media or officialdom. Meanwhile, Yurick, who is Antifa and has the background, plus owned an AR-15 and maybe was more likely to be the shooter, well, he's a ghost. Nobody can find him. Is he dead? Is he alive? Nobody seems to know. That's just one of the many questions. So now we'll go to just a couple of eyewitness accounts before showing you what may have been a third shooter closer to where the crowd was sitting. But here's the witness about a shooter in the tower.
Aaron, when did you realize that, hey, this might not be fireworks, this might be something else?
When they got Trump down on the ground. You know, we were just so concerned that he wasn't hit, because we couldn't. It happened so fast. You know, it's really hard to process it. You know, I guess when they, if you have it on the, your camera to see the exact minute, you can tell. But when he got up, he did not look bad. What I've heard coming out here is now they feel that there was two shooters on both sides. So they got the one on the tower on this side, but the one on the right side, they never got.
Here's another eyewitness talking about a water tower shooter.
First crack of the gunfire, and I just screamed, it's the sniper, it's the sniper, and he was firing down toward the water tower.
That's what we're hearing.
Okay, so two eyewitnesses, and I think there's a third mentioning the water tower shooter, but this is a much bigger smoking gun. Observe this video of what appears to be gunfire coming from right behind the stands. Watch this.
Well, I wish it's hard to give video over the radio. But anyhow, folks, we were watching that. So all of this stuff was coming out, and you'd have to be a complete idiot to think that this wasn't staged completely. And here, again, you know, if nothing else, for the snipers up there, two of them on the roof, and for them to wait until President Trump is shot before they, and they had this guy in their brain, you know, the idea was, and by the way, it always ends up that way. They always start this lone shooter thing, and then they tell you, well, we don't really have that much information on him, so on and so forth, and get, he's a throwaway. It's what they call the Manchurian candidate or throwaways. Sometimes they're referred to as remotes, and that's what happened with this kid here. And so with Crooks. But again, look, who is it? Well, we're going to find out about that. We're going to go on. Who is it that really, really have a lot to fear about Trump being in? Who is it that it went after Trump? Remember, you know, Trump had actually come out and said that he would trust Putin more than he did our intelligence agencies, and he was not the first one to said that. Remember, JFK wanted to defund the CIA, get rid of him. So did Ronald Reagan, And Donald Trump has said he wants to get rid of him, too. So, anyhow, 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're going to bring you some more information that you're not going to get. You're not going to get this out there. I mean, over the NBC, ABC, CBS, they're on the other side. Their job is to keep as much as this. And by the way, it's not the people that, you know, the most of the talking heads, your local talking heads on those stations, they're not, you know, they're just told, well, something is going to happen. What they're not privy, but the people at the top, they really expected for Trump to be taken out. Go ahead and bring us back.
If it's the 7/7 bombings, 9/11, JFK assassination, RFK assassination, it doesn't matter. There's always more to the story, and the cover-up began on day one after nine shots were fired. By the way, explain that ninth shot. It's just another Dealey Plaza turkey shoot, and the cover-up began after the first nine shots.
I was going to say your analogy to Dealey Plaza seems to fit. And here you have at least something that has to be investigated. And so far, from what we can tell, the FBI immediately went to the lone assassin card. And everything they're doing, including the search of his house, the investigation of the so-called shooter's background, everything is to say, this is the one person we know, he did it, and there's no question, and now we've got to find out why. So they immediately narrow the investigation, which is one of the tricks they use. And this is something that Fletcher Prouty and Jim Garrison and others said, that when you have so-called authorities who narrow the investigation, it becomes impossible very quickly to piece together anything bigger. You lose witnesses, you lose testimony, and so on. So I think minimally, there must be a thorough investigation of the Secret Service and the FBI. Unfortunately, I think there are too many people who give credibility to the FBI. And I think that's a big mistake. If you look at the role of Hoover when he was there, you look at the FBI involved in the JFK cover-up, and the FBI role in Russiagate, you have to look at all the intelligence agencies and look then at the people who are controlling those intelligence agencies, because that's where the permanent bureaucracy comes into play.
I've been meaning to ask you, as I was thinking about this interview, I want you to paint a picture for my detractors and for those on the left who were eager to hear about this and were disappointed that the president was not assassinated. People that were rooting for this to happen and say the shooter should have been one more inch to the right. I believe it was divine intervention that saved Donald Trump's life. Paint a picture for the audience, Harley, in your view. Where would we be today as we're having this conversation if that assassination attempt had been successful? Where would the world be today? And don't sugarcoat it. Where do you think we'd be today if they'd been successful in murdering Donald Trump on Saturday?
Well, Robert Fico, the prime minister of Slovakia, who was a target of an assassination 2 months ago, said we'd be in World War III because it would be a signal from the West that there will be no negotiations to end the Ukraine war. There'll be no possibility to have a peaceful settlement there. And I think Fico is someone who's fairly reliable on this. And the reason I say that is that the context for this is the other thing that's important besides the evidence. You have to do the gumshoe work, the detective work, and pull together the evidence in terms of where the shots were fired, the angle and things of that sort. But then you have to put it into a context. This did not just happen because some guy was angry and decided to go up on the roof and take some shots at the president. And that's not to say that the guy who did this was the mastermind of it, because very often you have a patsy who's set up, as in the attempted, the so-called Whitmer kidnapping, where you have federal agents recruit people to carry out the attacks. But it's the initiation comes from somewhere else. But if I may, let me just go into the background to this, because it's absolutely compelling to get a picture of this. As you know, the war in Ukraine is continuing. The U.S. and the British and the Europeans are providing more and more sophisticated weapons to Ukraine. Ukraine doesn't have much of an army left. They have a declining number of soldiers. They're getting smashed on every front. And so, meanwhile, NATO is now giving them a go-ahead to target sites inside Russia. in this context, you have Viktor Orban, the president of Hungary, who's now the president of the European Council for 6 months, which means he's an official of the European Union. He went to visit Zelensky to tell Zelensky, you need to get a negotiated settlement. And Zelensky said, no, as long as NATO's backing us, we're going to keep fighting. Then Orban went and met with Putin. Then he went and met with Xi Jinping. And then he came and met with Donald Trump. Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Orban said that he told Trump and he told Putin and Xi Jinping, there's no way Biden will make peace in Ukraine, but that Trump would. And when he and Trump spoke, he emphasized that Trump said to him what Trump has said to everyone. I want everyone to stop dying. I want to stop this war. Now, the Trump think tank, the American First, I don't have the name in front of me, but Lieutenant General retired Keith Kellogg and Fred Flights, the former National Security Advisor or NSC Chief of Staff to Trump, put out a paper in March on how to end the war in Ukraine. And it starts with a ceasefire, a negotiated settlement, no more aid to Ukraine until it participates in peace talks, and no NATO membership for Ukraine. And in return, some sanctions will be lifted on Russia if Russia gives security guarantees to Ukraine.
Alrighty, we are back. And the number is 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. And I'm hoping that they get to Monday. I'm hoping they get to the bottom of this when they go ahead. And Jim Jordan is going to, when they bring Kimberly Chitley in there. She has an attitude like, what are you going to do? You don't have a Justice Department. And so folks will, you know, the Republicans just... Thank God for the ones we do have, like Matt Gaetz, we think, and Jim Jordan, and a number of those that and that little green woman that have some courage there. Comer is another one that's got some courage. Thank the good Lord for those. Thank the good Lord for people like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley in the Senate. But the vast majority, the Republicans have not been very smart. They don't realize, I mean, it seems like they can't figure out, you know, that the enemy is amongst us. The enemy sits across the aisle from them. These are communists, hardcore communists. And we've been telling people this for decades and decades. And now they are using the word communism more and more. So and I've noticed that for years and years, we were the only ones that was referring to them as communists on the air. But now I notice that they refer to communism on Fox News and more they refer to those. And so that's good. Anyhow, listen, we got to hear from you or you won't be hearing from us. 888, we're running out of time. We've got approximately 40 minutes left and we really need to hear from you. We really do. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Right now is a perfect time to call in your pledge. We only have tonight and tomorrow night to raise enough money to fight, you know, for another whole month. And remember, we're up against big money. And it seems like this week we've been up against everybody trying to survive. We need your help to continue. 50 years of no compromise, 50 years of non-compromising, bringing you what is happening out there, bringing you what the mainstream media hope you don't find out, or try to keep from you, exposing the darkness. So 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now is a good time to call. Be right back.
This was exactly the terms that were signed between Zelensky's government and Putin's government in April 2022 that was sabotaged by NATO. Now, the meeting between Orban and Trump, Orban came out of it very happy and very excited because he had just been at the NATO summit in Washington, D.C., where he said they're delusional. They don't recognize the damage in Ukraine. They don't recognize they can't win the war. They want to keep it going. And that can't be allowed. And so Orban and Trump reached an agreement as to how to proceed. And what Orban said is that Trump told him if he wins the November election, he's not going to wait till January. He's going to go meet with Putin immediately and resolve this thing. Now, two things happened then since that report from Orban. One, 93 European members of parliament, members of the European Parliament, are trying to remove Orban from his current head of the European Council. This is a 6-month term that he has, but he's trying to use it to do some good. So they're trying to remove him. The day after Trump was shot, they put a motion in to have him ousted. Secondly, today, Molfar, which is one of the Ukrainian terrorist hit list provider, that is one of the agencies of the Ukrainian secret police that's actually controlled by NATO. It's called Molfar. They put J.D. Vance on their hit list. Now, I know something about this because Helga Zeplerush and I have been on their list for 2 years now. People like Daria Dugina, the daughter of Dugin, who was blown up in a car bomb by Ukrainian secret police, she was on the list. Something like 30-something journalists in Ukraine who have been put on that list have been killed. It's not a coincidence that the day after Trump names J.D. Vance, he's now put on the Ukrainian hit list. There's a panic about what it would mean to have Trump come back as president. And the panic is not just in people like Blinken and Sullivan and the henchmen, the salesmen for the policy. It's for the people behind that. And I'll give you a name of someone that people should watch. Tom Donilon. Donilon worked in the Clinton administration and the Obama administration and the Biden administration. He was in the National Security Council. He was the advisor under Obama. But in the 1990s, when the expansion of NATO started, he was one of the leading proponents of expanding NATO, of moving NATO to the border of Russia. He was also one of the proponents of Obama's Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was the phony trade deal to have the United States get a deal with Asia to exclude China. But Donilon's a top player. He also is with Larry Fink. He's the head of the BlackRock Investment Institute. So here you have BlackRock, the Clinton and Obama administrations, the policy of war with Ukraine. And by war with Ukraine, what was in this Kellogg Flights document is that they define America First as saying that it's harmful for the U.S. to remain engaged in endless wars. It's not an isolationist policy. It's to put an end to these endless wars, especially when there's a pathway forward, they write, to end the war in Ukraine. And they said it's the foreign policy establishment, which they don't name in the document, but that's what's keeping the United States in these endless wars. Now, Sean, you know from the Kennedy assassination who the players were involved in that, the Dulles networks, the
World Bank.
Yeah, well, the people behind the official agencies. But Alan Dulles was the head of the CIA who was fired by Kennedy. These are the networks that included, that were involved in the Russiagate. John Brennan, for example, Comey, Clapper. And the additional part of this is the British networks. I don't know if your viewers ever watch British talk shows, but the Brits are hysterical about the idea of a Trump presidency. And in 2019, the City of London put out a report saying if Trump is reelected, it will end the special relationship, end the U.S.-British alliance, and that cannot be tolerated. And of course, it was the Christopher Steele report, it was MI6, Sir Richard Dearlove, who targeted Trump. And when they did it, they had the GCHQ, which is the National Security Agency, the cyber warfare agency of Britain, come not to the U.S. National Security Agency, but to Brennan to say, and this is in December 2015, we have evidence that Russia is going to fix the election. And that was the beginning of Russiagate. So I think that in looking at this assassination attempt, it should not be narrowly focused on what is the physical evidence. This is where looking at Fletcher Prouty's work. This is where looking at the Oliver Stone movie, JFK. Look at the people behind the scenes who actually call the shots.
Yeah.
And I would look very closely at the relationship of BlackRock and Vanguard, who are not only involved in Ukraine, but are heavily involved inside the administration and trying to get the Democrats reelected. So that's the bigger picture that I think we have to understand. This is not just about someone not liking Donald Trump or thinking that he's going to be a dictator or a Hitler or something like that, all the nonsense you hear. And the people who are saying that Trump staged this are putting forward the same kind of nonsense. You know, the reason Trump was saved, for whatever reason, he turned his head slightly, and that was when the bullet hit his ear. Had he not turned his head, maybe half an inch more in a straight direction, and the bullet would have been embedded in his brain. Mm-hmm. So whether it's divine intervention or whether it's, for some reason, Trump making a gesture, that's what saved him. And the idea that this was a hoax and a fake, people who think that way are part of the problem with the country.
Yeah, I call them doom scrollers. Okay, these are people that will not be satisfied unless there's more doom around every corner. And there can never be divine intervention. There can never be a miracle. It can never be a possibility that Donald J. Trump has his heart in the right place and actually stands against the deep state, therefore they wanted to kill him in a turkey shoot. No, he must have staged it. I call them doom scrollers. And by the way, when you mentioned the Dulles brothers, I mentioned the World Bank. I was referring to John J. McCloy, who was the former president of the World Bank, who was on the Warren Commission. So the same people involved in carrying out these assassinations are then tasked with explaining them to the American public. So let's just draw a couple of parallels between John F. Kennedy and Donald J. Trump. So John F. Kennedy issued Executive Order 11110 and issued somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 million silver certificates outside the power of the Federal Reserve. The bankers did not like that very much, but he also wanted to get us out of Vietnam.
Just to go to that executive order, that was in June 1963. And the reason he was doing it was that the Federal Reserve was not making credit available for investment in upgrading the steel industry and other sectors that Kennedy knew were at the machine tool sector that he knew were absolutely necessary to be upgraded for the United States to maintain a competitive, productive economy.
All right, absolutely. Yeah, Kennedy, by all standards, would be considered a real conservative today, folks. But you're right. Carol in New Jersey pledges 100. Thank you, Carol. 888. We're running out of time. We've got 32 minutes left tonight, and we're way behind, folks. We do need to hear from you again. Or, like I said, it's getting very, very serious. You wouldn't believe how close we came to going off some more stations. We don't want to do that. We want to be, stay on those stations that you're listening to us on right now. And I want to thank all of you folks in all these years that have supported us. Every now and then, I get a letter from somebody saying, this is my first donation, and I've been listening to you for years, and I've never given before, and I'm going to try to give you from now on help you stay on there. But can you believe that? They listened for years and years and never contribute. So 888-281-1110. What about you? Have you been listening to us for years? 888-677-9673. Right now is a good time to give us a call. We'll be back right after this.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah you bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
And you can take that to the bank. There ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet, folks, because he is risen from the dead. Just like he said, and because he has risen from the dead, guess what? All of us that have called upon his name, we can do the same. All righty. Okay, let's bring Pastor Hal up. How you doing, Pastor Hal? You're in the air.
Doing good. How you doing?
Okay. Things are slow tonight. I think a lot of us got to do with President Trump. I don't know if he's still doing a speech or if speech is over with. But anyhow, things are slower than they should be for sure. But Bob in Illinois just pledged 35, and so that's 35 better than we were.
Praise the Lord.
So, 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. You know, I tell you, I've supported President Trump, but I'm not happy at all with his position and what they're saying, and J.D. Vance either. You know, both of them have... And I know it's a strategy. I know it's their strategy. But when it comes to America's national sin, is killing children. You know, God has said that is murder. And, you know, our sewers have run red with the blood of innocent children. And there's been such a dearth of courage, a dearth of courage. And I know what the strategy is. Well, turn it back to the states. No, God has already ruled. God has ruled on that. Has God not ruled on abortion, Pastor Hal?
Yeah, he sure has. It's murder. There's homicide. There's nothing short of homicide. When you look at a little baby that's been born, you know, has a smile on its face, and it's like it just got done seeing Jesus on the other side of birth, and then he comes into the world, and he's just so full of life and wants to love and be loved. And then some cold-hearted woman that calls herself a mother, which is a big joke, has some butcher kill that baby in cold blood. I mean, you know, even Hitler didn't have a heart that cold. That, you know, I think they would kill their own children like that. You know, it's cold. It's as cold as you can get.
Well, even animals, you know, a female grizzly bear will fight to the death to a male that's twice her size, to protect her cubs. And the same thing will happen with a wolf, and that'll happen. And they'll fight, you know, to the death to protect their cubs, and yet these women kill their children, and they say, well, we're not doing anything wrong because it's legal. They have made a huge mistake, haven't they?
No, they sure have. Boy, when they stand before God, I'd hate to be in their shoes.
Yeah.
The blood of their own children crying out from the ground to, you know, to God to do something about it, you know, to vindicate them and everything.
You know who feels strongly about that is you and I. These women, especially these young girls that have been forced, and we've seen situations where they've been forced into these bloody abortion mills, taken in there against their will. And they feel the same way about that. Because, you know, we do, you have that. And so, and the same thing, too, and President Trump needs to, you know, with this thing about they're having some of the speakers there talking about we don't judge your gender. Yeah, God does. God judges. And is sodomy still a sin?
It's an abomination. It makes God sick in the stomach. He even says they're worthy of death in both the Old Testament and the New.
So, you know, here for all these years, we've tried so hard not to compromise. No compromise, no compromise. We hold strictly to God's Word, the Bible. And, you know, the title of my message, I think, this week's going to be because God has already ruled, and that trumps strategy. In other words, I know the idea is, well, if we give in, if we compromise a little, we'll get elected, and then maybe then we can change things. No, that's the problem. What's the problem with that? Every time they compromise and they give more away, how does that honor or dishonor God to compromise?
Well, it dishonors God. God's the God that wants us to be a holy people, separate from sin, separate from the abominations of the world. And when you defile yourself with sin, then God can't use you. You become an unclean vessel.
All right. Maria in New Jersey pledges 50, and Donald in New Hampshire pledges 25. And folks, we're down to, we'll be here for 20 minutes. You can call in for 20 minutes left. We definitely need to hear from you. They don't know how close we've come to having to go off some stations, do they, pal?
No, a lot of times they don't realize what they have until they lose it. And, you know, we're God's using us to be a lighthouse to this world, you know, preaching repentance, telling people to get right with God before God's wrath hits and everything. And, you know, what America needs more than anything else is to repent of their sin and turn to Jesus Christ as their Savior, and then, you know, put up President the president in prayer and everything, every day of his life and everything, for his protection and everything. We need to pray for President Trump but it's Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we get our blessings from and all the good, you know, this country needs. And we've got to pray that the President Trump stays right with the Lord Jesus Christ, that he just lets the Lord lead him and protect him and guide him in all his ways, because there'll be a lot of people out there that try to lead him astray, you know, false friends and rhinos and everything. And only the Lord can protect him from the wolves in sheep's clothing.
Well, you know, I was concerned because when he said he tore up his speech and he was prepared to give a real strong speech, and then he tore it up. And, you know, you're hearing a lot of this talk about unity. Wouldn't that would be wonderful if you could do that. But God's word, the Bible says that light can have no fellowship with darkness, does it not?
Yeah, when I hear that thing about unity, it's if the Democrats repent of their going astray and repent of their rebellion against God and repent of their complete antichrist Satanism and love of sin, if they repent and get right, we could have unity. And I think you know, they're realizing that they've been on the wrong side all this time, you know, that they've been totally anti-God. It's not just anti-Republican. They've been totally, you know, anti-everything God stands for. And, you know, if they realize that, there can be unity. But, you know, it's like God told Jeremiah, let them return to you, but don't you go their way.
Well, you're absolutely right. And that's why, again, like I'm saying, to them, the unity means for us to compromise, us to give up our values and, you know, say, look, what's this, you know, this is 2024. We don't honor integrity, decency. Look, don't you understand the days we're living in? You know, we have open marriages now, and a woman's got a right to kill her baby. It's her own body, all of this. And children, you know, they just had those hearings today. I was just listening to these so-called psychiatrists are telling these, well, they're, at least there's some people on the right side of that, too, at least saying, hey, guess what? For these children are not, they are not competent to decide to have a trans surgery. That is absolutely insanity. But on the other side of that, you've got these so-called psychologists that are doing just the opposite, saying, you know, little children should be able to make up their minds. And I heard one who was saying that, well, the parents wanted the child because they said their little boy, from the time he was 3 years old, wanted to be a girl. And so now it's time to make him into a girl. Well, guess what? That is absolute lunacy. If God wanted him to be a girl, he would have made him a girl, wouldn't he?
Right. That's got to make God, even God, sick in the stomach. I mean, these people are so perverse, it's unbelievable. You know, it's like they're subhuman when they can be like that, do that to their own kids. It's like it's not natural affection. It's as perverse as you could get.
And that's what we've seen, the entire Democratic Communist Party platform going that way. And I'm going to tell you, the compromise, the rhinos, my advice to President Trump out there is don't do it. Don't compromise this. You have to understand something. Here's reality. Oh, it would be wonderful. I had a woman say to me one time, can't we all just get along? Because, again, it's like, well, I can sit down and I can fellowship with people that are, you know, that hate God. No, the problem of it is this. Okay, Jesus said, I've come not to bring peace, but to bring a sword. And he said to turn father against son and mother against daughter. Now that's, you know, you say, why would he want to do that? He's not telling you that that's what he wants to do. He's telling you that that's what's going to happen, because those of us that are going to receive him are going to be hated by those that reject him, aren't we?
Right.
And that's exactly what's happening. Those that, you know, Jesus said that all of those that love death hate God, or all those that hate God love death. They hate God and they love death. And so, again, when the question is, can't we all just get along? No, we can't just get along. It's not up to us to change to, you're right, to go to them. It's up to them to come to God, huh?
That's right.
Can there be any forgiveness of sin without repentance?
No, Jesus said in Luke 13:3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And he was very clear on that. God loves us, but he hates our sins. And God can't let sin into heaven. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 6:9, he said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, that's homosexuals, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, same thing, perverts and everything, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And the Bible says, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So no matter how bad somebody is, if they repent, really repent and turn from their sins and ask Jesus to forgive them, they'll get forgiven. But the thing is, people's got to repent. And if they don't repent, they're going to go straight to hell.
Yeah, so there's a mindset out there. Well, I know that's what you believe, but that's not what I believe. You see, so when you say, well, okay, well, you know, we're all entitled to our opinion, and that's what you just said, and that's what I just said, but God has said.
Right. What I just said was God's opinion, quoted from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It wasn't my opinion. I didn't write the Bible. God's Holy Spirit wrote it. So if they want to disagree with that, they're disagreeing with God. And you never win an argument with God, do you?
Nope. No one ever has, and no one ever will they? folks, I wanted to, before we go on, I wanted to, folks asked me about, would you tell us a little more about your church, whatever? Well, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we are an actual church. We are not a corporation. We're not a 501c3 corporation. We're an actual New Testament church. We are an activist church, aren't we, Tal?
That's for sure. We believe in being doers of the Word. You know, James said, be doers of the Word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
That's exactly right. The thing of it is, that's why the Lord Jesus said, many will come, but few will enter. Many many are chosen, right?
Right.
And so, but those that have come and won't enter, those, because why? Well, because they, in their mind, they've decided that, that they were doing these things, but the Lord Jesus said, no, you weren't doing those for me. You were doing them for you. I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And so, folks, this is why it's so important. If you really are saved, you'll be a doer of the Word, won't you?
That's right. You know, Dr. Jack Van Impe said, you know, where it says many are called and few are chosen. He said many are cold and a few are frozen.
Yeah.
He's talking about Christians, you know, that they're just cold toward having any burden for the things of the Lord, any burden for souls. And, it's like they're... But their hearts are just frozen. They don't feel nothing, no burden for these people dying and going to hell and everything. And sometimes you got to wonder if these type of Christians are even saved.
Now, we're an actual Baptist church, according to Hebrews 5 and 6. We're not a denomination. An actual Baptist is not a denomination. It's actually a doctrine. Read Hebrews 5 and 6. And we're a pro-life, pro-God, pro-life, pro-family, pro-marriage church. We hold to the Word of God, literally to the Word of God. We hold to God's laws, and we want to. And this is what we were talking about tonight. We have high biblical standards, folks, and we prioritize in depth learning and discerning of the Word of God. That's what we do at Doers of the Word at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio. And so,
Jesus said, a tree by its fruit. And a lot of people can pray, give Jesus lip service and everything else like that, but their hearts are still far from him. And that's not going to do them a bit of good, because God looks at our hearts too. Our lives show what we believe.
You know, Hal, every night we give an invitation, and there's the people. That one song that we play, he ran out of Tomorrow's Tonight, where the pastor asked him, are you ready? Will you accept the Lord? Folks, Every time you hear us give an invitation like that, it's the Lord is saying, tonight, I'm calling you. Don't say no. Tell them, Hal.
That's right. Don't say no, because, you know, you this could be the last chance you have. And the devil, a lot of times, will tell people, yeah, you need Christ, and but you got plenty of time. You don't need to do it now. That's like trying to tell somebody out in the ocean drowning, you don't need to receive that life preserver right now. Sure, it'll save you, but just wait, take your time and everything. And you know how foolish that would be, but people are doing that every day with their own souls.
Absolutely. And again, like I said, when God will give you, sometimes he'll tell you more. Maybe you'll have another opportunity. But sometimes you don't. And again, like I said, between now and exactly this time tomorrow, millions of people that are here won't be there. Well, there'll be millions of new people in this world, but a lot and the vast majority of them would have no intention of dying tonight, okay? But they will. You don't want to be one of them. You see, it's not a tragedy to die. Everybody's going to die. To die in your sin. To die in your sin apart from the Lord. That's reality. God has said this stuff, folks, and this is what we're trying to tell you. So when you hear us give that invitation, you need to do. You need to bow your head, and you need to call upon the name of the Lord. You need to ask for forgiveness of your sin and ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. You really need to do that, and I'd do that tonight if I were you. And so Daniel in California pledged 60, and Reginald in Ohio pledges 50, and we have 9 minutes left. 9 minutes. We really need to hear from you if you're going to continue to hear from us tonight. And again, like I said, Hal, the time will come. This will happen. There's absolutely no chance at all. I got a better chance of me becoming a Democrat, right? And that ain't going to happen. Okay. No chance at all that won't happen. The time will come when the only thing will matter to you, the only thing, is your standing with the Lord Jesus. That's it. Nothing else will matter to you, okay? You won't be thinking about anything else. And so,
you know, another reason they shouldn't wait is because the Bible says that without Christ in our hearts, we're like a walking dead people. You know, Jesus said he came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. So the fact when somebody puts off Jesus, they're robbing themselves of life and blessings that they could be enjoying. It's not a smart thing to do. You know, they're letting the devil rob them, as well as taking a chance with their Russian roulette with their own souls concerned. So, you know, that's why anybody with any sense at all, when they find out what the gospel's all about and that they can be saved now and live
1 minute
life now, you know.
Yeah, 1 minute left. Well, you know, folks need to know this, too, that right now they're listening to us, but this radio program gets played tomorrow on a number of stations several times. So every time we give an invitation, folks, when you support us, you're helping us get the gospel, giving that invitation out there where people are listening. As many times we've heard from people that have prayed with us. I had a fellow who was on his way. He was going to commit suicide. His marriage was gone. He had lost his job. And he said this in his prayer on the radio here with us. And his whole life turned around from the very minute his whole life turned around. We had a woman who was on her way to drive into Lake Erie. She was going to drive into Lake Erie. And because she was pregnant out of wedlock, and she ended up having twins after receiving Christ, praying with us right here on the radio. We're out of time. We'll be here till midnight, 7 more minutes. Until then, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, 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 always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.